Mike, how you doing?
Hey, first time, long time. How's it going?
Good, man.
Hello, Michael.
Straw poll.
Mm-hmm.
Are we contenders? I don't know. I guess not really. I told my friend it's going to be hilarious when we end up getting into that third wild card spot, and then the wheels are just going to fall off, and then we won't do anything at the deadline. We'll be stuck with Scooble. We're definitely not trading Scooble. I don't think Harris has the stones. I don't think the Orioles are going to give us a Godfather offer like you guys were talking about.
So where does I guess not really stand in the wild card chase?
I'll say no.
Okay, all right.
Not in the wild card chase.
I guess.
All right,
really.
So what's Mike's matchup?
All right, Michael, you were finishing out or getting close to finishing out the first round. I will take you to the Wojo Dip Regional, and it's the 4-13 matchup. You never know what's going to happen here. The number 4 seed.
It's not a court of law. It's not a court of law. It's not a court of law.
I think there's a minimal advantage.
Mike mocking Michigan fans, oddly enough, going up against the 13 seed.
Chronic nose picker, which is what? Rhinotelexomania.
Yes.
So what are the benefits of having this type of a job?
You know, you get that one and you...
Okay. What do you say, Michael?
As annoying as I think the it's not a court of law is, it's hands down better than whatever I just heard from Jansen. So
yeah,
you the
know.
Four seed moves on.
It is very, very catchy. It is not a court of law.
That day was
it's
bad.
It's catchy, it's just annoying.
It is. Yeah. No, Mike, I authored it. I'm annoyed by it. You're right. I'm not mad in the least.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, buddy.
Good job, Mr.
Right up there with Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yes, exactly.
God.
All right, let's keep it going. No time for chatter. We go to Ben, 97.1. Hello, Ben.
Hello, guys.
How you doing, Ben? What's your straw poll answers?
The proper answer to the question is no.
No.
Got it. Done. Give this man a matchup.
All right, here we go. All right, this to me is the gourmet matchup of the first round. Mm. We go to the Mike Chair region.
Oh, boy.
The 8-9 matchup. Oh. The winner goes to the chair.
Oh, no.
All right, we have the 8th seed.
Please listen, it's free.
Against the 9th seed.
Can I get an amen?
Wow.
This guy is not even close. I never even heard the 8th seed. The 9th seed moves on. Down goes number 8.
Whoa!
Well done.
Yeah, can we get an amen? Holy smokes!
No, I said that one was misplaced.
Fair play.
And again, volume and passion.
And derangement.
Makes it, and derangement.
All right, let's keep it going. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get yelled at by David. Let's go to Joy, 97.1. Hello, Joy.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
Hello, happy Joy. Nobody ever said that to you.
Hey.
Joy to the world.
Would about 100 times.
I know. Would you like to vote in the straw poll, please?
Yeah, I'd have to say they're not consistent enough to be in contention for the wild card, but I also don't think that they're going to trade.
Okay.
So.
Perfect. Okay.
There we go.
Give Joy a matchup.
All right, Joy, you should enjoy this matchup. You know what? I'm going to give you, in the Kenny Fires Iserman region, the... Six? No, I can't do one. I don't want to do one that I'm in. Okay, that's unfair.
Do the 8-9.
The 8-9 matchup, all right? The number 8 seed.
For sure.
Kenny Cott saying for sure. Going up against the number 9 seed.
Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
Hatchet's Church Service. What say you?
I got to go with the number 9 seed.
Yes.
I think it's funny.
Yes. Yeah, and if you haven't seen the video accompaniment to that, you're missing out, Joe.
Yeah.
Just go to YouTube.
Now goes for sure.
All right, I got to check that out.
You do, because it becomes even better once you've seen it. Trust me.
I guess I haven't seen it either.
Thank you, Joy. We're going to keep going. We're not giving David any chance to yell at any of us. We're going to go to Chuck, 97.1. You try working with him every day.
Oh, my God.
Chuck, how are you? Chuck.
Chuckles?
What's up? Doing great.
Right, love the tournament.
Okay, Chuck, are the Tigers in the wild card hunt?
I say no.
Okay.
Will they trade Scooble?
If I were the GM, I would trade them, but I don't think Scott Harris will do it.
Okay, so that is
perfect.
A no.
Give this man a matchup.
Here we go. We'll go to the Kenny Fires Iserman region, the 2-15 matchup. Mm. We have the second seed
Mr. Dangerous.
Going up against the 15th seed.
No. Okay. No, no, no. Calm down.
This seeding is an absurdity. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Chuck. The floor mm-hmm. is yours. Go mm-hmm. ahead.
I'd have to go with the 15th seed.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. Yep, yep, yep. Yep, yep.
No veto either.
Yeah.
No veto.
No veto there? Hell no. That was
a terrible job of seeding. You didn't respect.
I think that was like Santa Clara over Arizona one year, was it?
Oh, was that Steve Nash's team?
I think so.
It was. It was.
God, we're losers. All right,
yes, we are.
Let's keep it going. We'll go to Anthony, 97.1. Anthony, how you doing?
Guys, what's going on? So to the questions, no and no, and the reason why is because it's all about pitching, and our rookies right now are the number three producing rookies this year. Number two, I mean, in the league altogether. So no and no.
Okay. No and no. And that's an honor of no. Just advancing.
Give him a matchup. He can complete one of two regions.
That's right. Long time listener, but listening to Stoney and Bocho since I was like 8 years old. So happy New Year.
Thank you. And, happy New Year. Woo.
What about weather?
Weathers!
I would also, because of me, you guys invented the veto. Not that I'm a bad guy. You guys just didn't like what I did in the first year. So I'm the veto starter guy.
What did you do?
I can't remember, but it was a 2 and a 15 seed. It was a while ago.
It was
my most
bad,
recent
apparently.
One was like the Billy Ocean song over the Mike Rant song, and Mike was happy about that.
Oh, boy.
I probably was. I hate all of the stuff I'm a part of. All right, go ahead.
All right, we're going to take you to the Wojo.
Can I get an Eiserman one?
No. The Wojo Dip region. If you don't mind, you should be honored, to be honest. The 3-14 matchup, you have the number 3 seed.
What are we doing?
So good. So good. I got you.
And get your privileged ass out of here.
Wow. The Mike Chairbreak song going up against the number 14 seed.
John, you have been binging something. Sax.
If there's no game that I want to watch on TV, sax is what I turn on.
Oh. Oh,
they're both great. I do like the 14 one, but number 3 is even going to take it this time. The top seed wins here. No chop there. I mean, I'll talk on this one.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Mike Chairs in all its forms is a monster. Let's be honest.
Yes.
It's a monster. It's going to be difficult.
I was really pissed at you.
I was, when I saw the news, I was just like, oh, this is not going to go well.
Yeah, and it really wouldn't have made a difference.
I thought that and then David broke in, and I was like, thank you, David. Thanks for telling Mike.
Boy, Chase Young was so good for the Niners.
Too. No, but he did make the play that destroyed the Lions.
I know.
To be fair, I'm not telling you he was good.
I know.
Carry on.
Just effing around.
I know. You know what? Don't give David a chance to yell at us. Let's go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, how you doing, buddy?
So mean.
Nick.
It's me. Yep. Glad to be doing this for a second year. Was really hoping for my God of Money drop to make it, but unfortunately, just like Penn State, we never make the playoffs anyway. Jason Franklin, is he African American? Because, Kenny, I know you want to get rid of black jobs. Oh, boy, I got a proposition for you because I got a black job you can get rid of right here.
Oh, wow.
Wow, a James Franklin slander.
Oh, my God. It's not my nephew either who can't stand this coach.
A straw poll, and then we need to give Nick a matchup.
All right. Well, so they're not wild card contenders. Reese Olsen and Mize are dead. Too many rats, not enough difference makers on the team. And trade's not going to happen because if a trade's talked about this much, it usually doesn't happen. That's just the fact. So I'll be stuck with no third baseman. I still have to look at Mize.
You're right, but it's all Valeni's fault because he was the first one to come up with this trade. Mm. Okay.
Right.
So here we go. We have the 2-15 matchup. We're going to go to the Mike Chair region. Oh. 2-15. Ladies and gentlemen, the second seed.
What up, though?
Against the 15th seed.
What's your experience?
Mm. Oh. You know what? I think what up, though, was really overseeded. I'm not going to have to go with what's your experience.
Yeah. When John was challenging people, if you haven't played the game, you can't talk about Michigan football? Cheating. It was an all-time bad.
Wait. You're eliminating what up, though?
We're considering behind the glass veto here.
Better.
What up, though, is a better drop. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We're behind the glass considering vetoing this.
I'm abstaining. Are you vetoing it or no?
Yes, we're vetoing.
Okay. Yes. I'm in favor of that, too, but I'm not using my veto.
That's weak.
Yeah. What up, though?
I'm abstaining.
It's overseeded.
I don't have a problem.
The man
with
is out there cleaning up dirty diapers right now on the field.
Right. DJ needs a win. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So you're basically, it's a pity vote.
To a certain degree, maybe.
But it was such John CFJ, condescending football John.
Yeah, right. But you don't get the whole context in there. Either.
Yeah, but John, they cheated. Oh, yeah? Well, what's your experience? Did you play D tackle? It was the most absurd radio you've ever heard.
We're nearing the end of the first round.
Well, let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
We can be paced, all right? Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, how you doing?
Peace.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Joshua, how are you? Would you please answer the straw poll?
Yeah, last year the Mariners fell about one game short of the wild card. It was super depressing because they got super hot in the second half, and I think that's what the Tigers are going to do, unfortunately.
So
they're in it, but they're not going to make it.
Okay, so that's a yes. They're in it. And Skubal traded?
I don't think so. And I think it's more that I don't think Elias, the Orioles, or the Dodgers, or anybody else will pull the trigger because everybody loves their own prospect.
We're with you.
I don't think the Dodgers have what it takes to do it, frankly.
There was a Morosi report / tweet about that today.
Like, don't you view the Dodgers as where Flaherty would go?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, perhaps.
Sorry, carry on, guys.
All right, can I take you to the Wojo Dip region, if you don't mind?
Sure thing.
It's the classic 215 matchup. You never know what might happen. It's a toughie. The number 2 seed.
Pump, pry the pump. Pump, pry the pump.
I love hookers.
Pump, pry the
black jobs.
F you.
Lomas Brown priming the pump. Going up against the number 15 seed.
I'm Robin Leach of the Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
If you were sitting there, would you scream at Troy Weaver's face?
No, because of what I do, because people will know who I am.
Okay, let's say you were just, I don't know.
Boy, it's hard to not pick Stoney defending Troy Weaver, but I think you can't deny Lomas as we approach the Lions.
No, it's a tremendous song.
Yeah, tremendous.
It has multi-year lifespan.
And you know, Lomas does very well in this tournament, year in, year out.
He keeps you pumped up.
Even though he loathes being a part of it, he sure does well. He won it all.
No, he doesn't loathe it. He's just always amused by it.
Yes.
And people say strange things.
He seemed to have fun when I saw him.
Okay. let's keep it moving. Let's go over to Raymond, 97.1. Hi, Raymond.
Hello, Mr. Michael. Welcome back, Rico, from your extended stay. And, of course, Stony Wojo.
Oh, thank you.
Straw poll, Raimondo.
Yes.
What do you got?
It's both a no and a no, even though I want the Skubal trade. I just don't think it's going to happen. But I'm going to throw down a rake real quick. How do we not have, on the day of a tournament, a double box or an octobox of these matchups?
Oh, don't start with Mike, please. We went through this last week.
Oh, Christ.
What?
I hate Scott Hansen.
And I went through his whole local litany. Grew up in Rochester and all that.
Oh, and you still hate him?
Hate him.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Octobox.
A 5-12 matchup to finish out the Mike Chair region and earn a spot to play the next game at... Little Caesars headquarters. The 5 seed.
See you.
Donovan Edwards against the 12th seed.
Who's we? Jimmy Costum. Cookies.
Ooh. You know what? I really like the cookies drop because sometimes it's just so savage in how it's played on the show. So I got to go with cookies there.
Down goes Donovan.
Half of Donovan's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So, exactly. Yeah.
You know, like it's an upset, but it's not a shocking upset.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
And another 5-12. We've had 3 5-12s this.
It's like
well,
3-12s
one.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paul, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? So, no and no. And then I got a question about a drop. So, how is Kenny Cott's slamming and banging at 8 in the morning. How is that not in the tournament? Or did I miss it?
Okay, so we love it, but it is new and it's a little lightly used.
Yeah, the selection committee decided that it wasn't used enough in the show to be able to be featured.
Played in a very weak conference. It came out of the Patriot League.
But I think it's got great usage coming up for football.
He doesn't
promise.
It has to.
Yeah, it won its conference, but it lost UCLA, so therefore it's out.
Perfect.
Oh, okay. You guys try to use that more because it's hilarious. Anyway,
all right.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, can we take you to the Let's go back to the Wojo Dip region. For the, you never know here, the one, this is the year a one beats a 16. The 1-16 matchup, the number one seed, Nudie's Dip.
Delicious.
Nudie's going up against the number 16 seed.
King is the producer of Carson Anderson. What is his last name?
I don't know how to pronounce it, but Hung. H-Y-U-N-G-H.
Dude, is spelled similarly.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys, but that's one of my favorite drops just because I love Stoney, and I just, that whole bit was hilarious. Dude, I gotta go with the Stoney drop. I have to go with the Hung drop on that one.
Wow, the man. Dip song.
Wait, a 16 over a 1?
Maryland, Baltimore County.
Happened once.
Dude, and Purdue just lost.
One, it was underseeded. That one should have been higher because Stoney's just giggling.
Pardon me if I don't think it's funny making fun of a coworker's last name, okay? Oh. whoops. Wait. Anybody?
I don't know what to do here. Because he makes a good point, and it's Paul's vote.
So what? It's my veto.
So veto it, won't you? The veto.
Hilarious.
Then step to the plate, Bob.
Yeah, don't try to get
some. I have conviction. Stand down, Paul. Your vote has been vetoed.
Wojo likes himself better than me.
Dip song moves on.
Well, I noticed the committee put you two in the same bracket together.
Yeah, exactly.
I might have gotten a higher seed than I deserved, but I'm going to use it.
I got a bracket named after you. Are we done with this first round yet?
No,
we got one more.
One more.
Oy vey. All right, go to Jimmy, 97.1. Jimmy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Honored to be on here with you. Woo! Ready to do it.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Your straw poll votes.
Okay, I would say I don't believe the Tigers are in contention, unfortunately. And given Mike's creativity when it comes to being a general manager, I'm going to say that Scott Harris will pull the trigger and get the deal done and bring some excitement to Detroit. Let's go.
Man, that would be radio gold. All right, keep it going.
Either way, it would be radio gold.
Close out the first round.
Give me a good one, won't you?
I'm Stoney, but that's okay. Close out the first round. We go to the Kenny Fire Eisenman region, the sixth seed.
This man is a criminal.
Against the 11th seed.
I thought it was a black guy.
I did.
Oh, wow. This is a good one.
This is a toughie.
I would say just because I don't really hear both of those in terms of drops like consistently played, I would say I'm going to go with the 11th seed. We're going to go with Woj to knock off the 6th seed.
You know, it's about time somebody stood up for a black guy, right? And I did, and I advanced.
There is a veto still available.
Let's hear it more often.
There is a veto still sitting out there. Mine.
I don't think it's veto worthy.
Yeah.
I think it's a good selection.
You know, I can't do that.
No.
I forgot who I was talking about there, but I really did think it was a black guy.
The criminal, maybe?
No.
James Franklin?
It was a voice. Never mind.
The patient can't get here soon enough. All right.
It's wonderful. Trust me.
Take your word for it.
I heard Rico vacationed the Tecumseh area. Is that true?
Yeah, I was hanging out with Gov.
Okay,
He took me through clear and everything.
All right. Let's stay time right now. Listen. First round is done.
God.
How do we are we gonna make it?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
we'll make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take care of some business and we will set the table for the second round of the now woo-hoo! Fifth or sixth annual Stoney and Wojo Invitational. All right. And by the way, like we talked about yesterday, as long as the Guardians are going to keep putting gas cans on the mound, Tigers have a chance to win.
Yeah, how did they get to first place with such a huge lead?
Their bullpen was elite. Their offense was elite. They play great defense, but their pitching is falling apart. I mean, Logan Allen got hurt. Couple guys got hurt. And now, I mean, last night, Carlos Carrasco, he's Rico's age. He's garbage. Xavier Curry, this dude blows. He's terrible. So, they have a legit shot to do it.
If you're the Tigers, obviously Scooble's not in that equation. But if Cleveland calls for Flaherty, what do? Do you care about the division thing?
No, I don't either. I don't because especially he's expiring, and Cleveland is cheap as dirt.
Fired,
and you can't screw this up again.
like you did last year.
Yeah, I don't buy the compensatory pick as having value to me if I believe I'm going to win next year.
No.
So I don't want to hear about a player who won't be here until 2029.
No.
So, yes, I would deal him to the Twins. I think the Twins would need him. I think the Dodgers would need him. The Yankees need him. There's a big market for Flaherty. It's just he's a rental. You're not going to get what you're hoping for.
He needs to have another good outing, too.
Just five and fly.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Right? Yep. Keep his spine together. Mm-hmm. Give me five innings and then postage stamp. Get out of town.
There you go.
Okay, to the people. By the way, couple open lines for the first time all day today. 248-539-9797. The Stony Wojo Drop Invitational. We will... All right, we will go to Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
Chicken schnitzel, beef teriyaki. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Ryan. The old Sully drop, an absolute classic.
Love it. I celebrate the entire catalog. You know, as Stephen A. would say, no, and then no on your turn.
Gotcha.
Now, Ryan, before we start the second round of the tournament, we need your answer in the straw poll. Are the Tigers...
He went no and no.
Oh, he did?
No.
Oh, I didn't know he was answering.
Don't worry.
It.
I'm paying attention.
All right. Somebody
else. All right. Go ahead, Ryan.
All right, Ryan. You're starting the second round of the tournament, and let's start it off in the Hakutua region. Well, two long shots, but they've made it this far. The number 13 seed...
I blast the player's wife.
TJ blasting players' wives. Going up against the number 12 seed.
Horror show. I might have to go the not chalk, the opposite. So I'm gonna call the upset on this one. Now if
TJ blasting players' wives?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, what time is the People Are Stupid segment again?
Calling all blacks.
I do those in the privacy of my own home now.
Yes.
People are stupid.
So now we're down to 2 12 seeds. We still have 3 11s, and as far as the top seeds, 4 1s and 3 2s.
Let's go to Andy. 97.1. Andy, what's going on, buddy?
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year! Woo!
Thank you for doing this tournament. It is such a pleasure to be able to not only make a pick, but predict how the Tigers are going to do here in the second half.
Mm-hmm. So what you get?
And I say the Tigers are not wild card participants just because the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. And therefore, they cannot take the Lions' swag and, just future.
Are they trading Scooble?
No.
Okay.
They're gonna sit ugly. Mm-hmm. You know?
All right, here we go. Kenny Fire Eisenman region. Also a 12-13 matchup like we had before. We have the 12 seed.
I love hookers.
Going up against the 13th seed.
Hey, it's Tom.
Kenny loving hookers.
Every time.
And Tom loving Tom.
Wow. Tom versus hookers.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
In the Tecumseh.
And we're both, we're not, but someone's raising the white flag on that one. Let's go Kenny Cott.
Yes. Okay.
Down goes Tom.
I'm really pleased because now Kenny is going to be a new addition to the drop board, but I root for this drop.
Yeah.
There's something about the enthusiasm and believability of what he's saying.
Yes.
And it really, I like it.
And the likelihood that it has been fulfilled, too.
There's no question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What?
Huh? Just making sure you're paying attention.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jim, 97.1. Jim, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon,
hello, James. How about your answers to the straw poll?
Well, if the Tigers had drafted Wyatt Langford like they were supposed to, they would be in contention. But since they didn't, it's a no and a no.
You are such a panderer.
You do realize this is going to play out this way. They're going to finish like 3 games out. Yeah. Wyatt Langford's going to have a war of 3.4, and I'm going to throw a chair through the window.
And he's going to hit a walk-off to clinch a wild card.
Oh, my God.
It's destiny.
Dear God. All right, can I take you to the Mike's chair region? Well, okay. I'm going anyhow with your answer or not. All right. James, in the Mike's chair region, these are always interesting. It's the 6-3 matchup. You have the number 6 seed.
Come see that black.
Kenny Khan on a bit of a roll right now, going up against the number 3 seed.
Touchdown, Detroit black guy.
I've got to go with the touchdown Detroit black guy.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's a clear
winner.
This
is one drop I'm not embarrassed of.
That's a good black job.
No, that's a strong drop. That's
it's a high-paying one.
Damn right.
And you're mocking Gus Williams there, right? No, I mean, Gus Johnson.
Gus Williams played with the Sonics.
Right? That was Gus Johnson.
Other black guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I just thought it was funny, and I'm like, Dan Miller should do this, and we just were goofing around. I stand by it. When I see Dapper Dan first time this season, I'm going to ask him. First preseason
game. The first time, it was Gus Johnson not having any enthusiasm for your little Sparty bowl game.
Oh, no,
right?
That was, okay, yeah, that was, what was it, 2017, and he was like quaaluded out of his mind. He's
that
like,
was the Holiday Bowl.
That's where this was from,
It was like an 80-yard L.J. Scott run, and he's like, touchdown, I don't know, black guy.
Touchdown,
and you're like, wait,
guy.
Gus, are you okay? And then you cut scene.
That's what this was.
You cut scene to anything U of M, and he's just like, well,
he gets excited.
Priming his pump.
Sure he does, yeah.
Okay, we'll go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, gentlemen. Honored to be a part of this tournament.
Honored to have you, Nicholas.
You sound it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's answer the questions here on the straw poll.
Stoney, don't get snotty with him.
That was rude, Stoney.
He has enthusiasm.
I can be rude, Stoney.
I'm in my office. I can't be too enthusiastic.
Okay, you're a good excuse. Are the Tigers in the hunt?
He has a white job right now.
I'm getting serious Red Wing vibes from this team right now. They're hot, but I think, you know, there's a 7-game losing streak on the horizon, so I'm just going to say no.
Okay. And Scooble?
No, he's staying.
Okay.
Let's go to the Wojo Dip region.
Woo-hoo!
Where we have the 3-11 matchup, the 3 seed.
What are we doing?
So good!
Going up against the 11 seed.
The freaks come out. Are you African American? The freaks come out.
That's a toughie.
This one was never close. It's number 3 all day long.
Okay. Oh, down go the freaks?
All Guns. Day. Goodbye. You know, Doug's got to go. Sorry, Doug.
Doug's freaks.
It's all right.
Back to the house.
He's enjoying a kale salad. His day will move on.
He didn't want to be attached to the freaks, anyhow.
No, I don't think Doug likes this tournament at all, or audio sound in general. Let's go to Corey, 97.1. Corey, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, guys. I've been looking forward to this day all year long.
Awesome.
My birthday, but I've also been looking forward to this. So
happy birthday.
I'm going to go with yes and yes on the questions because we're trading Scooble to get Jackson Holliday to rake the yard, 320. He's hitting 18 home runs after this year.
Whoa!
We're good.
Okay. You're calling your shot, Mr.
Positivity.
Wow! All right, Corey, can I take you to a region? Why don't we go? Did you say it was your birthday, right?
It is.
Yeah, so you're probably due for a hawk tour. Let's go to the hawk.
Get me to vacation, please. Oh, my God.
What?
Just read.
Doesn't that happen on people's birthdays sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. Please.
All right.
That was too emphatic, Stoney.
When it's rare, you know, you have to be emphatic.
Someone give this man a matchup.
All right, I'm looking for one from the hawk tour region. It's going to be the 7-2 matchup. You have the number 7 seed.
Mike, he's respected all over. He's respected by everybody.
Mike, respected by everybody, apparently. Going up against the number 2 seed.
Oh.
Tough. Oh, yeah. You got to go with the number 2 seed. That's all day long.
The moan.
All day long.
Okay.
Yes, the moan.
So Valeni loses his endorsement, too.
It's a shame. I really appreciated the endorsement. He took such pleasure. but I respect it. David's ridiculous. All right. And by the way, you know, like we talked about yesterday, as long as the Guardians are going to keep putting gas cans on the mound, Tigers have a chance to win.
Yeah, how did they get to first place with such a huge lead?
Their bullpen was elite. Their offense was elite. They play great defense. But their pitching is falling apart. I mean, Logan Allen got hurt. Couple guys got hurt. And now, I mean, last night, Carlos Carrasco, he's Rico's age. He's garbage. Xavier Curry, this dude blows. He's terrible. Oh. So, like, they have a legit shot to do it. It just...
If you're the Tigers, obviously, Scooble's not in that equation. But if Cleveland calls for Flaherty, what do you do? Do you care about the division thing?
No, I don't either. I don't because especially he's an expiring and Cleveland is cheap as dirt. He's
fired.
And you can't screw this up again like you did last year.
Yeah, I don't buy the compensatory pick as having value to me if I believe I'm going to win next year.
No.
So I don't want to hear about a player who won't be here until 2029.
No.
So yes, I would deal him to the Twins. I think the Twins would need him. I think the Dodgers would need him. The Yankees need him. There's a big market for Flaherty. It's just he's a rental. You're not going to get what you're hoping for.
He needs to have another good outing, too.
Just five and fly tomorrow.
Yeah. Right?
Yep. Keep his spine together. Mm-hmm. Give me five innings and then postage stamp. Get out of town.
There you go.
Okay, to the people. By the way, couple open lines for the first time all day today. 248-539-9797. The Stony Mojo Drop Invitational. We will... All right, we will go to Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
Chicken schnitzel, beef teriyaki. How's it going, guys?
Hey, Ryan. The old Sully drop, an absolute classic.
Love it. I celebrate the entire catalog. You know, as Stephen A. would say, no, and then no on your current.
Gotcha.
Now, Ryan, before we start the second round of the tournament, we need your answer in the straw poll. Are the Tigers...
He went no and no.
Oh, he did?
I went no and no.
Oh, I didn't know he was answering.
Don't worry.
It.
I'm paying attention.
All right.
Go ahead, Ryan.
All right, Ryan. You're starting the second round of the tournament, and let's start it off in the Haktua region. Well, two long shots, but they've made it this far. The number 13 seed...
I blast the player's wife.
TJ blasting player's wives. Going up against the number 12 seed.
Horror show.
I might have to go not chalk, the opposite. So I'm gonna call the upset on this one. Now if
TJ blasting the player's wives?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Hey, what time is the People Are Stupid segment again?
Calling all blacks.
I do those in the privacy of my own home now.
Yes.
People are stupid.
So now we're down to 2 12 seeds. We still have 3 11s, and as far as the top seeds, 4 1s and 3 2s.
Mm. Let's go to Andy. 97.1. Andy, what's going on, buddy?
Happy New Year, gentlemen.
Happy New Year! Woo!
Thank you for doing this tournament. It is such a pleasure to be able to not only make a pick, but predict how the Tigers are going to do here in the second half.
Mm-hmm. So what you get?
And I say the Tigers are not wild card participants just because the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl. And therefore, they cannot take the Lions' swag and, just future.
Are they trading Scooble?
No.
No. Okay.
They're gonna sit ugly. Mm-hmm. You know?
All right, here we go. Kenny Fire Eisenman region. Also a 12-13 matchup like we had before. Mm-mm. We have the 12 seed.
I love hookers.
Going up against the 13th seed.
Hey, it's Tom. Mm.
Kenny loving hookers.
Every time.
And Tom loving Tom.
Wow. Tom versus hookers.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Mm-hmm.
In the Tecumseh
area. And we're both, we're not, but someone's raising the white flag on that one. Let's go Kenny Cott.
Yes. Okay.
Down goes Tom.
I'm really pleased because now Kenny is going to be a new addition to the drop board, but I root for this drop.
Yeah.
There's something about the enthusiasm and believability of what he's saying.
Yes.
And it really, I like it.
And the likelihood that it has been fulfilled, too.
There's no question.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. What?
Huh? Just making sure you're paying attention.
Yeah.
Back then. All right, let's go to Jim, 97.1. Jim, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon,
hello, James. How about your answers to the straw poll?
Well, if the Tigers had drafted Wyatt Langford like they were supposed to, they would be in contention. But since they didn't, it's a no and a no.
You are such a panderer.
You do realize this is going to play out this way. They're going to finish like three games out. Yeah. Wyatt Langford's going to have a war of 3.4, and I'm going to throw a chair through the window.
And he's going to hit a walk-off to clinch a wild card.
Oh, my God.
It's destiny.
Dear God. All right, can I take you to the Mike's chair region? Well, okay. I'm going anyhow with your answer or not. All right. James, in the Mike's chair region, these are always interesting. It's the 6-3 matchup. You have the number 6 seed.
Come see that black.
Kenny Conn on a bit of a roll right now, going up against the number 3 seed.
Touchdown, Detroit black guy.
I've got to go with the touchdown Detroit black guy.
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's a clear
one. This is
right
one
there.
Drop I'm not embarrassed of.
That's a good black job.
No, that's a strong drop.
It's a high paying one.
Damn right.
And you're mocking Gus Williams there, right? No, I mean, Gus Johnson. Gus Williams
played with the Sonics.
Right? That was Gus Johnson.
Other black guy.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I just thought it was funny, and I'm like, Dan Miller should do this, and we just were goofing around. I stand by it. When I see Dapper Dan first time this season, I'm going to ask him. First preseason
game. The first time it was Gus Johnson not having any enthusiasm for your little Sparty bowl game.
Oh, no,
right?
That was, okay, yeah, that was, what was it, 2017, and he was like quaaluded out of his mind. He's
that
like,
was the Holiday Bowl.
This was from,
It was like an 80-yard L.J. Scott run. He's like, touchdown, I don't know, black guy.
Touchdown,
and you're like, wait,
guy.
Gus, are you okay? And then you cut scene.
That's what this was.
You cut scene to anything U of M, and he's just like, well,
he gets excited.
Priming his pump.
Sure he does, yeah.
Okay, we'll go to Nick, 97.1. Nick, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, gentlemen. Honored to be a part of this tournament.
Honored to have you, Nicholas.
Sound it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's answer the questions here on the straw poll.
Stoney, don't get snotty with him.
That was rude, Stoney.
He has enthusiasm.
That can be rude, Stoney.
I'm in my office. I can't be too enthusiastic.
Okay, you're a good excuse. Well, are the Tigers in the hunt?
He has a white job right now.
No, I'm getting serious Red Wing vibes from this team right now. They're hot, but I think, you know, there's a 7-game losing streak on the horizon, so I'm just going to say no.
Okay. And Scoobel?
No, he's staying.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the Wojo Dip region, where we have the 3-11 matchup, the 3 seed.
What are we doing?
So good. So good.
Going up against the 11 seed.
The freaks come out.
Are you African American?
The freaks come out.
That's a toughie.
This one was never close. It's number 3 all day long.
Okay. Oh, down go the freaks.
All day. Goodbye. You know, Doug's got to go. Sorry, Doug.
Doug's freaks.
It's all right.
Back to the house.
He's enjoying a kale salad. His day will move on.
He didn't want to be attached to the freaks, anyhow.
No, I don't think Doug likes this tournament at all or audio sound in general. Let's go to Corey, 97.1. Corey, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, guys. I've been looking forward to this day all year long.
Awesome.
My birthday, but I've also been looking forward to this. So
happy birthday.
I'm going to go with yes and yes on the questions because we're trading Scoobel to get Jackson Holliday to rake the yard, 320. He's hitting 18 home runs this year.
Whoa.
So good.
Okay. You're calling your shot,
Mr. Positivity.
Wow. All right, Corey, can I take you to a region? Why don't we go... Did you say it was your birthday, right?
It is.
Yeah, so you're probably due for a hawk tour. Let's go to the hawk.
Get me to vacation, please. Oh, my God.
What?
Just read.
Doesn't that happen on people's birthdays sometimes?
Yes.
Okay. Please.
All right.
That was too emphatic, Stoney.
When it's rare, you know, you have to be emphatic.
Someone give this man a matchup.
All right, I'm looking for one from the hawk tour region. It's going to be the 7-2 matchup. You have the number 7 seed.
Mike, he's respected all over. He's respected by everybody.
Mike, respected by everybody, apparently. Going up against the number 2 seed.
Oh!
Oh.
Tough. Oh, yeah, you got to go with the number 2 seed. That's all day long.
The moan.
All day long.
Okay.
Yes, the moan.
So Valeni loses his endorsement, too.
It's a shame. I really appreciated the endorsement. He took such pleasure. but I respect it. David's ridiculous reaction to an NFL rumor.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, that had nothing to do with anything sexual. It was something about like the Steelers. Was that Steelers getting Justin Fields?
Something like that. I believe so. Something
and that was the reaction.
It was. Yeah.
That didn't age well. Cutscene. He's a kick returner.
Well, you never know.
Poor thing.
248-539-9797. We'll get back to the tournament in a second.
Okay. It is the Stony Wojo Invitational. We love that Mike and Rico allow us to infiltrate their program.
It's the blast.
For 1 year, one show each year.
It is. And they give us pizza, which we enjoy.
Yes.
Oh, and their company, too. We love their company.
I'm
going to
tell
you,
there's no man who likes pizza like this guy.
No.
So, I've never seen anything like
it. Oh, my God. Yeah, soccer.
That and cheesesteaks.
I can't take you serious right now.
No.
Your headset.
I broke my headset mid-show. Yeah. It's a problem.
You got a floppy ear.
And you
right
weren't
now.
Even angry.
No. It just fell. And you know what's funny? After 4 years, how many times this thing has been like, you crushed in a travel bag to get on an airplane or do radio every day, and what broke it? It innocently falling off of the console.
The Stony Wojo Invitational.
That's right.
They got a pill for that. Go ahead.
All right. Do we have a caller here? Who do we have?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go to Sean.
Your job.
I apologize.
Here's the punch up the phone.
Thank you, Dad.
His ear is dangling.
Sean Howard.
We heard that, you know.
I am honored to be on the show today. I'm pumped up. Let's go.
Sean, we're honored to have you. Do you have answers to the straw poll?
I am root for radio all day. I want the Tigers to lose, and I want them to pretty much sell everyone and actually get some fielding prospects because they can't do it on their own.
So no to the wild card, yes to trading Scooble.
Yes.
Okay, good enough. All right, Sean, let's take you to the, you know where I always want to go, to the Hakpua region.
Why?
For the 11-14 matchup. Here we go. The number 11 seed.
You know, we all looking sexy out here, man.
Donovan Edwards apparently looking sexy. Going up against the 14 seed.
It's pretty stiff, I got to tell you. It's a stiff.
It's pretty stiff, I want to tell you. It's a pretty stiff competition.
It gets funnier.
It does. It builds.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the 14 seed.
Down goes Donovan. Down goes Donovan. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was drinking Admiral Nelson, too. That's the funny thing about it.
I think Kenny Cott has like 9 drops still alive.
Let's go to Rob, 97.1. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Robert.
Robert, answer our straw poll question, please. Are the Tigers in the hunt?
Yes.
Okay.
Will Tarek Skubal be traded?
I hope so, because I don't like him. I think he's a bum.
You think he's a bum?
You think he's a bum?
I went to the game with my daughter, and he wouldn't give her an autograph. He just basically walked right by me, looked at me, and said, I don't do that.
Oh, that's so, it. Trade his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Trade him out of here. You don't disrespect Rob's daughter.
Mize and Fulmer. I didn't like him. I don't like him.
You don't disrespect Rob's dog. I stand with Rob.
Yeah, sounds like Charlie Woods.
Don't disrespect the Bing.
All right, here we go. In the Kenny Fire Iserman region to advance to the Sweet 16, we have the 10th seed.
Where is Harvey?
Hope he signed an autograph for your daughter. Against the 15th seed.
No. Okay. No. No.
That's what Tarek Skubal said to your daughter.
That was live audio of your daughter getting an autograph.
Hey, gotta go with Cat Williams.
Yes, my I man. Agree.
That's a good one. That's
a major feature of the show. It has staying power.
It should have been somebody else against Cat, but Mike wouldn't do the veto.
Who should it have been, you think, against you? It? If you had to guess, who should it have been against him? If you had to pick one?
He was 7 seed.
He wanted the Dan Aykroyd line. No. Let's go to Carl. 97-1. Carl, how are you?
You can't trick this son of a bitch.
What's up? I'm doing pretty good yourselves.
Good, Carlton. Carlton, will you want to answer the straw poll?
Oh, yeah. So I think we're going to make a run. I don't think we're going to necessarily make it. I think we want to hold on to Scooble for at least one more year as well. Maybe try and make a better one next year.
Uh-oh.
All right, give the man his matchup. Let's watch the language, please.
Yes and no. All right. Carlton, for a spot in the Sweet 16 from the Mike's Chair region, and it's a huge one. It's the 10-2 matchup, the 10th seed.
I'm going to make an assumption here, but are you African American?
Going up against the 2 seed.
What up, though?
Wow.
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 Oh, man.
Yeah.
I feel like all Metro Detroit's going to hate me, but, you know, DJ's out there doing God's work on the highways. I'm going to go with what up, though.
I don't think people hate you for that.
I think people like you because of who Doug defeated.
Yeah. They hate Michael, who can't leave his house and can't get his Amazon package.
Right.
That's who they hate.
Black
They're
jobs.
Fine.
Yeah. Black
They're,
jobs.
Oh, there
Black
it is.
Black jobs.
Again.
It's never leaving.
He won't leave the arena.
It may have been eliminated from this tournament.
You're done.
Now, that would have been funny if Black Jobs would win against DJ, who right now is cleaning the freeways.
Right.
We go to Chuck, 97.1. Chuck, how are you?
Good. What's going on, fellas?
How Chuckles. Are you, Charlie? Answer our straw poll, please.
I'm going to say no, we're not in the hunt. And this is the Mike Valenti effect. We are going to trade Scooble, and we're going to get a shortstop, a third baseman, and an outfielder.
Oh,
oh, oh wow.
Listen.
From your mouth to God's ears.
If I had
you
that
already
power.
Got a shortstop.
Yeah.
Harvey. Yeah, Harvey.
No, Zemak.
Yeah, shout out the guy with the single lowest OPS in the history of baseball. That's not even hyperbole.
Oh, don't forget McKenstry.
I said, yeah, Zemak, baby.
Oh, baby.
I didn't hear.
Here we go. The Wojo Dip region. The top seed.
Nudies. Dip. Dip.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Against Delicious. The number 9 seed. Prominent polls in our town.
Pull on pole.
Bob Wanowski against another prominent poll, Ken Cal.
Pick
yeah,
a poll.
I don't like this one, but it's got to be Wojo. The other one's not as good.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Down goes Cal.
And the dip song is very catchy.
It is very
catchy. I can't
catchy.
Lie. I think it's a responsible pick by Chuck.
I do, too.
Plus, if the Wings had made the playoff, the Ken Cal thing would have had a life of its own.
Yes.
But the fact is, it went nowhere.
Right. I like his pick of a poll. Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Jordan, 97.1. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you, man?
Excellent.
Jordan, great. How about your straw poll answers, if you don't mind? Your votes?
Well, I do think that we are contenders right now, but I think we should hang on to Scooble. Okay. I think we could try to move Flaherty, and we got to get Carson Kelly out of here while he's worth something. Get this Dingler kid up here, see what he's worth.
Carson Kelly is actually probably worth something for sure.
Especially with a team like the Yankees. We have catchers who have no arms.
No, absolutely. All right, can I take you to the Kenny Fires Eiserman region, if you don't mind?
Let's go.
All right, and let's go with the, well, never knowing these, it's the 1-9 matchup. You have the top seed.
Fire Steve Eiserman.
Kenny Cutt saying something very unpopular.
Robot Kenny.
Going up against the number 9 seed.
Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
That's Hatchet at church.
Listen. Oh, my gosh. You see, that's tough because Kenny's been hot all day. But, you know, I grew up in a church. And I cannot let the 9 seed go away now. We're rocking with number 9.
Yes.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Let that Holy Ghost up out of
here. Power of the Ghost. Yeah.
It's that Northern Iowa upset.
Cat, get the hell out of here.
Jordan, have you seen the video? Have you seen the video that drop comes from?
You know, I haven't, but I heard you say that earlier, and as soon as I get home, I'm going
to
check it out.
You have to. I promise you, you will love the drop even more when you see the visual.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check it out. I got you.
I promise.
Is this the first Cot team to lose?
Well, not only that, it's Cot the 1 seed loses.
Wow. No, Cot the jank one lost as well.
Yes.
So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more. Second round matchups?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we pacing okay?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Okay.
We're back on pace.
All right. I want to make sure.
We got the extra segment, too.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. All right. So,
I know you like to do that.
Okay. The Stony Mojo Drop Invitational continues on next.
Black jobs.
Wedding. No, out. You're out.
Okay. It is the Stony Mojo Invitational. We love that Mike and Rico allow us to infiltrate their program.
It's the blast.
For 1 year, one show each year.
It is. And they give us pizza, which we enjoy.
Yes.
Oh, and their company, too. We love their company.
I'm
going to
tell
you,
there's no man who likes pizza like this guy.
No.
I've never seen anything like
it. Oh, my God. Yeah, soccer.
That and cheesesteaks.
I can't take you serious right now. Your headset.
I brought floppy. I brought my headset mid-show. Yeah. It's a problem.
You got a floppy ear.
And you weren't
right
even
now.
Angry.
No, it just fell. And you know what's funny? After 4 years, how many times this thing has been like you crushed in a travel bag to get on an airplane or do radio every day, and what broke it? It innocently falling off of the console.
The Stony and Wojo Invitational.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
They got a pill for that. Go ahead.
All right. Do we have a caller here? Who do we have?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go to Sean.
Your job.
You have
to punch up the phone.
Thank you, Dad.
His ear is dangling.
Sean Howard.
We heard that, you know.
I am honored to be on the show today. I'm pumped up. Let's go.
Sean, we're honored to have you. Do you have answers to the straw poll?
I am root for radio all day. I want the Tigers to lose, and I want them to pretty much sell everyone and actually get some fielding prospects because they can't do it on their own.
So no to the wild card, yes to trading Skubal.
Yes.
Okay, good enough. All right, Sean, let's take you to the, you know where I always want to go, to the Hakua region.
Why?
For the 11-14 matchup. Here we go. The number 11 seed.
You know, we all looking sexy out here, man.
Donovan Edwards apparently looking sexy. Going up against the 14 seed.
It's pretty stiff, I got to tell you. It's a stiff.
It's pretty stiff, I want to tell you. It's a pretty stiff competition.
It gets funnier.
It does. It builds.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with the 14 seed.
Down goes Donovan. Down goes Donovan. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You had one too many.
Yeah.
He was drinking Admiral Nelson, too. That's the funny thing about it.
I think Kenny Cott has like 9 drops still alive.
Let's go to Rob, 97.1. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Robert.
Robert, answer our straw poll question, please. Are the Tigers in the hunt?
Yes.
Okay.
Will Tarik Skubal be traded?
I hope so, because I don't like him. I think he's a bum.
You think he's a bum?
You think he's a bum?
I went to the game with my daughter, and he wouldn't give her an autograph. He just basically walked right by me, looked at me, and said, I don't do that.
Oh, that's so, it. Trade his ass.
Oh, yes.
Trade him out of here. You don't disrespect Rob's daughter.
Mize and Fulmer. I didn't like him. I don't like him.
You don't disrespect Rob's daughter. I stand with Rob.
Yeah, sounds like Charlie Woods.
Don't disrespect the Bing.
All right, here we go. In the Kenny Fire Iserman region to advance to the Sweet 16, we have the 10th seed.
Where is Harvey?
Hope he signed an autograph for your daughter. Against the 15th seed.
No. Okay. No. No.
That's what Tarik Skubal said to your daughter.
That was live audio of your daughter getting an autograph.
I got to go with Cat Williams.
Yes,
I agree. You know, that's a good one. That's
a major feature of the show.
Yeah.
It has staying power.
It should have been somebody else against Cat, but Mike wouldn't do the veto.
Who should it have been, you think, against it? If you had to guess, who should it have been against him? If you had to pick one?
He was 7-seed.
He wanted the Dan Aykroyd line. No. Let's go to Carl. 97-1. Carl, how are you?
Trick this son of a bitch.
What's up? I'm doing pretty good yourselves.
Good, Carlton. Carlton, will you want to answer the straw poll?
Oh, yeah. So I think we're going to make a run. I don't think we're going to necessarily make it. I think we want to hold on to Skubal for at least one more year as well. Maybe try and make a better run next year.
Uh-oh. All right. Give the man his matchup. Let's watch the language,
so
please.
Yes and no. All right. Carlton, for a spot in the Sweet 16 from the Mike's Chair region... And it's a huge one. It's the 10-2 matchup, the 10th seed.
I'm going to make an assumption here, but are you African-American?
Going up against the 2 seed.
What up, though?
Wow.
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 Oh, man.
Yeah.
I feel like all of Metro Detroit's going to hate me, but, you know, DJ's out there doing God's work on the highways. I'm going to go with 1UP, though.
I don't think people hate you for that. No.
Matter of fact, I think people like you because of who Doug defeated.
Yeah. They hate Michael, who can't leave his house and can't get his Amazon package.
Right.
That's who they hate.
Black
fine.
Yeah. Black
they're,
jobs.
Oh, there
black
it is.
Black jobs.
Again.
It's never leaving.
He won't leave the arena.
He may have been eliminated from this tournament.
You're done.
Now, that would have been funny if Black Jobs would win against DJ, who right now is cleaning the freeways.
Right.
We go to Chuck, 97.1. Chuck, how are you?
Good. What's going on, fellas?
How are you, Charlie? I answer our straw poll, please.
I'm going to say no, we're not in the hunt. And this is the Mike Vallini effect. We are going to trade Scooble, and we're going to get a shortstop, a third baseman, and an outfielder.
Oh, man.
Listen.
From your mouth to God's ears.
If I had that power,
got a shortstop.
Yeah.
Harvey.
Zemak.
Yeah. Shout out the guy with the single lowest OPS in the history of baseball. That's not even hyperbole.
Zemak, baby.
I didn't hear.
Here we go. The Wojo Dip region. The top seed.
Nudies. Dip. Delicious.
Against the number 9 seed. So one of the most prominent polls in our town.
Hold on, poll.
Bob Wanowski against another prominent poll, Ken Cal.
Pick a poll.
I don't like this one, but it's got to be Wojo. The other one's not as good.
Okay. Thank you.
Down goes Cal.
And the dip song is very catchy.
It is very catchy. I can't lie.
I think it's a responsible pick by Chuck.
I do, too.
Plus, if the Wings had made the playoff, the Ken Cal thing would have had a life of its own. But the fact is, it went nowhere.
Right. I like his pick of a poll. Mm-hmm. I sure do.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to Jordan, 97.1. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you, man?
Excellent.
Jordan, great. How about your straw poll answers, if you don't mind?
I do think that we are contenders right now, but I think we should hang on to Scooble. Okay. I think we can try to move Flaherty, and we got to get Carson Kelly out of here while he's worth something. Get this Dingler kid up here, see what he's worth.
Carson Kelly is actually probably worth something for sure.
Especially with a team like the Yankees. We have catchers who have no arms.
No, absolutely. All right, can I take you to the Kenny Fires Eisenman region, if you don't mind?
Let's go.
All right, and let's go with the, well, never know in these. It's the 1-9 matchup. You have the top seed.
Fire Steve Yzerman.
Kenny Cutt saying something very unpopular.
Robot Kenny.
Going up against the number 9 seed.
Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you. Go ahead.
That's Hatchet at church.
Listen. Oh, my gosh. You see, that's tough because Kenny's been hot all day. But, you know, I grew up in a church. And I cannot let the 9 seed go away now. We're rocking with number 9.
Yes.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Let that Holy Ghost up out of
you. Power of the Ghost.
It's that Northern Iowa upset.
Jordan, get the hell out of here.
Jordan, have you seen the video? Have you seen the video that drop comes from?
You know, I haven't, but I heard you say that earlier, and as soon as I get home, I'm going
to
check it out.
You have to. I promise you, you will love the drop even more when you see the visual.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check it out. I got you.
I promise.
Is this the first Cott team to lose?
Well, not only that, it's Cott, the 1 seed, loses.
Wow. No, Cott, the jank one, lost as well.
Yes.
So we have not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more second round matchups?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we pacing okay?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Okay.
We're back on pace.
All right. I want to make sure.
We got the extra segment, too.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. All right. So,
you know you like to do that.
Okay. The Stony Mojo Drop Invitational continues on next.
Black Jobs.
Wait. No. Out. You're out.